It is time for the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce Leading with Hope and Vision. We say good morning to Shan Sheridan. Shan, thanks for holding.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Doing beautiful on this beautiful Monday morning.
Yeah, it is. It's gorgeous. It is a beautiful day, beautiful weekend, and a great week ahead.
So what's the latest with the Chamber of Commerce? Got some exciting things, as I know you and I are pretty much aligned on how we feel about COVID-19 and hoping to get this thing in the rearview mirror. We've got a mask advisory now instead of a mandate, and things are hopefully pointed in the right direction.
Well, it sure is great to see all the smiling faces instead
yes.
of cloth.
Right.
So it's great to see more people exposing their face and seeing those pretty smiles. So hopefully that will continue as things continue to move forward and more folks, you know, whether they decide to get vaccinated or not, the more herd immunity is happening. I think it's going to make an impact with relieving some of those requirements or restrictions in other states. I know that we have been fortunate and blessed here that we've not been quite so. I talked this to my friends in California or my friends in Michigan, and it's they're still under quite the lockdown tyranny. So we're thankful here in Indiana that we have what we have and the freedoms that we have. So we're grateful for that. But no, things are going well even during COVID frustration and really a lot of disruption in the market, a lot of disruption in business. We're still seeing some growth. It's not as robust as it was in 2019, but I think things are coming back online. We'll be making some announcements on some buildings here relatively soon. The reason the delay has been kind of COVID related. It's about getting supplies and the lumber prices. So some of the projects have been delayed simply because when you have lumber prices three times as high as what they were just, you know, 18 months ago, it does make an impact.
We've certainly got a lot going on out at 65. And I think here, you know, in the next couple of years, things are going to really develop. And I think we've got the right time for it now coming out of COVID and jumping full speed ahead going out to the interstate.
Absolutely. And we're prayerful and hopeful and cautiously optimistic that as we rebound out of this COVID commerce or the COVID economy, that we'll be able to see a more strong and more definitive economy in the future. The biggest concern right now is what will inflation do with all of this money that is being handed out? What will that impact inflation? You know, common sense would tell you, economics would tell you that it will. When will that hit, and is that going to, defer some projects that might have been in the pipeline? So those are all things that we're watching, we're looking, but so far so good. We're seeing some projects that we are dusting off the cover, and hopefully they're going to come back online. But yes, to your point, at 28 and 65, the location is great. The opportunity is great, and we're grateful for the partners that are involved to make it work.
And one more thing, Shan, before we let you go, I know the Chamber of Commerce at Main Street, I'm excited. I know it's a little over a month away, but we'll actually get back to the return of Thursday Thunder in early June.
Yeah, early June is coming back, first and third Thursdays. It'll be Thursday Thunder, and there'll be music, there'll be a lot of cars. We're excited. We've got a few people from out of town that has already contacted us and very interested about bringing their vehicles and bringing their musical talents. But we're very thankful for our local people and what they do and what they're going to bring. So, things are, you know, we never stopped it last year. We kept moving, kept grooving, and it was a great event for our summer. But I think it's going to even be greater this year. Be more people out and about, and hopefully it'll be something that it'll get some folks, all pumped up and excited about being outside and celebrating both our past, our present, and our future.
Anything else you care to share with the Shan before we let you go?
Hey, just keep smiling. We'll keep the snow away. It's going to be a Chamber of Commerce week, and we're going to be fine. So we'll be great.
All right. Shan Sheridan, I appreciate your time as always, sir.
No worries. God bless. Thank you, guys, for all you do. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you very much, Shan Sheridan, on the WILO, Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, Leading with Hope and Vision.